This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 763, entitled Latting, that's L-A-T-T-I-N-G, that's living apart together, a major lifestyle for men. Description. In my view, the manosphere does not talk enough about the considerable advantages of the LAT, L-A-T, living apart together, lifestyle for men. This flyer spells out just what those advantages are, particularly for second halver men, that is, men in the second half of their lives, that is, men over 40 years of age. And now for the flyer itself. I'm still experimenting in 4K. I suspect that the 4K, I'm ad-libbing now. I think the 4K camera that I have is a bit crappy, so I'd probably get another one. I just have to bite the bullet and pay more money for a higher quality one. Okay, the flyer itself. Latting, L-A-T-T-A-N-G, living apart together, a major lifestyle for men. Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. This flyer is about the lifestyle I live, and that about a quarter of British so-called singles also live. I'll describe it and explain why I think it is so important for men, and especially for second halver men, that is, men in the second half of their lives, that is, over 40. The term LAT, L-A-T, living apart together, originated in Holland. I jeeped, that is, asked GPT 5.5, the question, quote, where and when did the term LAT, L-A-T, living apart together, originate, end quote, and was given the reply, dash. Origin, Netherlands, period, 1970s, popular trigger, the film, Frank en Eva, that's Dutch for Frank and Eva, remember I speak fluent Dutch and German and French, and English of course. Living apart together in 1973. Often cited coiner, Michel Berkiel, that's B-E-R-K-I-E-L, if you want to look it up, 1978. Academic spread, mainly from the 1980s to 2000s in sociology. A LAT relationship involves a couple having a part-time relationship using two abodes, one for each partner, and both are FIPs, that's financially independent persons. So the only reason they stay together is because they choose to. I hear that in the UK, a quarter of so-called singles LAT, and that the lifestyle is becoming increasingly popular for reasons that I'll explain in this flyer. Before I came across the term LAT, I used a term I coined myself, namely tway tweffing, which is derived from 2A, 2F, that is, two apartments, two FIPs, which I felt was the essence of the kind of relationship that it was. Once I heard the term LAT, I felt it was superior, so dropped my use of the term tway tweffing. Over the past decade or so, I've been writing and videoing maskless flyers. I've used the two terms, tweetweff or LAT, many times, as the considerable list below shows, found by searching on my website for these two terms. The list below gives the maskless flyer number and the title of the flyer, which exists in this list if one or the other term was found in the flyer, either in the title and or in its text. I was surprised by the size of this list, which shows the importance I give to this concept, this lifestyle, over the decade or so that I've been writing and videoing these maskless flyers. Dash, dash, dash. 5. Tway tweffing, the 2A2F lifestyle for the modern man. 31. MGTOW / masculism, FIP females, tway tweffing, and babies. 32. Hypergamous males. 38. The evolution of female nagging. 72. Tway tweffing and kids. 77. Giving MGTOW / masculine talks at high schools. 78. Tway tweffing after gender law fairing. 87. Checklist for women to get a man. 90. Should a tway tweffer's girlfriend be a FIP? 108. The no-walting of women. 124. Should MGTOW / masculine tway with fluffies? 149. I'm more than a cash machine, you bitch. 180. Why masculine / MGTOWs despise fluffies? 189. Tway tweffing equals the lifestyle that gives men regular sex without paying the traditional price of being a manslave to a fluffy parasite. 240. To tway tweff or to MGTOW monk? 341. Projects that only arcing MGTOW monks can do. 369. The 3-4 relationship, a variant of the tway tweff, that's 2A2F, relationship. 388. Masculism, latting, and love. 426. Parental latting, pre and post divorce. 474. The considerable advantages for men who lat, that's living apart together, with a woman. 619. It's possible to be both a masculine and have a girlfriend. 670. My two lives as a latting masculist. Dash, dash, dash. So, what is so important about the latting lifestyle for men? And not only for men, but for women too? I believe that the dominant gender political reality of our times is the fact that about one father in four gets butchered in the fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts, losing custody of his kids, his house, half his wealth and stuff, forced to make child payments to his kids, whom he's barely allowed to see, and if his ex-wife is a real fluffy, he may be forced to pay her alimony for the rest of his life. Maskers have a hatred of fluffies, that's traditional women, who expect to fleece off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life. Maskers are abolitionists who see fluffydom as manslavery and divorce rape, who are at war against fluffies, aiming to wipe them off the face of the earth by either totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, or forcing them to FIP up, that is, become FIPs equals financially independent persons, by bothering to get career competent educations at high school and college so that they can be FIPs as adults and not expect fluffy style to parasite off the labour and money of a man. Maskers push for the creation of a FIP society, for the FIPping of women, so that all women are FIPs, so that the toxicity of divorce can be removed, so that the divorce courts can be based on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties. That is, women are assumed to be FIPs, so that they don't need to parasite off the labour and money of a man, thus liberating billions of men around the world, which is one of the major aims of the masculine, given that the very definition of masculism is men's lib. With millions of women being FIPs, men don't have to pay the traditional price of being a man's slave to a woman just to get a bit of sex from her from time to time. A horrible price, especially if he faces a one chance in four of being divorce raped by his fluffy wife. Instead, a man who does not want to have kids need not marry, and can live the lat lifestyle, which goes as follows. And I give myself as an example, since I've been living the lat lifestyle for the past 6 years. A lat relationship is a part-time relationship between a couple. For example, in my case, 4 days, 3 nights together per week at my partner's house, soon to be an apartment, since she is in the process of downsizing, close brackets, where both partners are fits. You can see why initially I chose to use the term tway tweffing, since it was the verbalization of the term two way to F, that is, two apartments, two fips. For a man who doesn't want kids, there are huge advantages in having a lat relationship. These should be fairly obvious. A lat relationship avoids the problem of divorce rape. Since there's no marriage, the woman in the lat relationship is a fip, so there's no financial parasitism of the man by the woman, since she is a fip, by the very definition of the term lat. This is the end of part 1.